Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello, wonderful. Thank you for joining me on this bonus recap of season 3. We made it through another incredible season of hashtag Project Loving Myself. Let's talk about what happened in this season. We opened up season 3 with model turned editor Mirza Seasons talking about some situations in our lives being just stepping stones to bigger or more important ones. But first, we must conquer our fear of change. We must be brave. And despite the moments of trepidation or uncertainty, we can muster up the courage to resist the fear. Because your dream life lies on the other side of fear. Episode 2 took us to Vicky Chang, who shared a glimpse of what life with essential oils looks like. Vicky takes life one drop at a time, embodying a life that is captured by what Hippocrates said, the greatest medicine of all is to teach people how to not need it. We are in a world where we can pop a pill for practically anything, but is that what we really need when nature has given us the tools to cope with the many challenges in life through essential oils? Instead of running away from the pain, we can go towards it, face it, understand it so that we can move past it. If you keep running away, you're actually moving in the opposite direction of forward. But moving forward is the secret to life. Coach Winston Lim is managing director for appliance and gadget retail brand Abinson, a life coach for Innovate, and author of a book on manifestation, a simple guide to getting what you want. Coach Wins found his purpose in serving others, and through others, he serves himself. He calls this mission service leadership, when you find joy in serving others, which ultimately brings you closer to your own goals. As you give, so shall you receive. We are no strangers to that truth. Winston leaves us with his tips on manifestation. Start small, go step by step, and align your thoughts with your action. When what we want is also good for others, then add to it the ingredient of our inspired action, and your success is guaranteed. The greater good always wins. The universe is designed that way. Actress and entrepreneur Bianca King comes in at episode 4 with Mindful Living, which inspired her to create the Made Mindful brand of pure virgin coconut oil, sustainably produced in the Philippines with eco-friendly packaging. Bianca gives us the deets on finding the right person in your life. Sometimes you gotta kiss a whole lot of frogs to finally find your prince. But by keeping it simple and finding the happiness that is inside all of us, we can choose to live mindfully and joyfully at the same time. Bianca gives us an important mantra to remember in our difficult times. I am not how I feel. Use this mantra to snap out of any confusing, drama-filled, roller coaster of a ride type of situation. Remember that we can separate from those emotions and find the lesson through the power of pause and introspection.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is self-introspection that brought singer Abby Asistio to a place of self-acceptance after a tumultuous childhood coping with a hair loss condition called alopecia. As an alopecia awareness advocate today, Abby turned her greatest challenge into her purpose. Abby defines the Project Loving Myself journey as a consistent decision to love yourself each and every day. Abby's own personal story inspired her to write her song Beautiful, because our stories are the keys that can unlock someone else's prison. So be your most authentic self and see yourself as the Creator would see you, for that is who you truly are. Beautiful. And sometimes the distance between who you are and who you can be is a matter of forgiveness. Over time, we develop resentments and grudges against those who hurt us, but forgiveness towards ourselves is what needs to come in first. Theologist Lewis Smedes said that to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. So in my first solo episode of the season, I take you on the road to forgiveness with a healing meditation that releases you from the power that you have given to others to hurt you. When we forgive ourselves, we can forgive others and vice versa. Like an insurance policy, forgiveness releases us from those negative emotions that keep causing us pain and bring us back to the events of our past. Events host Jelly Victor and one of the three hosts of the Eavesdrop podcast joins us in an episode about improving your relationships, sharing her story of how she had to learn to accept her relationship with her mother so that she could fix it and finally let all the drama go. Jelly inspires us to remember that the people in our lives play certain roles to help us grow as individuals on the journey of Project Loving Myself. That's the role they had to play. They didn't intend to damage us, but we had to go through that to become who we were meant to be. Jelly also reminds us that asking for help makes us strong, not weak, and you are always strong enough to clean up your own mess. Our lives get messy when we succumb to addiction as a response to trauma. Life coach and entrepreneur MJ Aoki shows us how the human spirit cannot be broken, even when our circumstances take us to the darkest places. MJ learned to increase her net worth by building her self-worth, giving herself the permission to rise to mountaintops after hitting rock bottom. MJ highlights how we are the common denominator in all our negative patterns, leading us to understand that hurt people hurt people. And to stop the downward spiral, we should stop blaming others and stop trying to fix people, allowing them to each have their own learnings. Model, actress, and baker Dawn Chang speaks her truth on episode 9, choosing to live by her own rules instead of those set by others. In her very practical and no-nonsense way, Dawn tells us to do what we gotta do, that doing what makes us happy is what really matters. Dawn is very much a believer on focusing on the solution and not the mistake, so that we can keep moving forward instead of getting stuck. You do you, she says, echoing Oscar Wilde, who once said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken." On episode 10, we bring on Zoe Chu, sleep coach and trainer, who proclaims that the secret to the fountain of youth is very simply getting our beauty sleep, because when we sleep, our body repairs itself. Sleep is never a waste of time. It is the foundation of our health and well-being. Zoe Chu explains insomnia and gives us her tips on getting a good night's rest. Sleep is not something we simply do by default. It must be designed, almost curated, and prioritized. On our next episode, we switch gears completely as we explore transgenerational healing. The idea that we carry karmic baggage from our history, from our ancestors. They are the ghosts of our past, and we carry them inside of us as energetic imprints, those people that came before us. Which brings much credence to the notion that what goes around comes around, and explains why we repeat the same genetic patterns of our ancestors. Transgen facilitator Usha gives us the lowdown on how to embrace our emotions, especially those painful and comfortable ones that we hide from. Instead, feeling it completely and then letting it go. This is how we process our life situations fully and end the cycles of negative karma. But we don't only inherit baggage from our ancestors. We can actually receive much more than that from them. So in this next episode with me, we claim our gifts from our ancestors that they freely give to us as long as we are ready to receive them. We connect to our ancestors in a meditation to honor them and bring in a flow of love, support, and guidance from them. I take you deeper into your own genetic DNA to witness the treasure of lessons and virtues that our ancestors are holding for us. In connecting with them, we learn to connect deeper to the self. Because connecting with yourself is an important skill to acquire, especially in a world craving for human connection. Author and motivational speaker Simone Heng teaches us how to be more authentic in connecting with others. Before any race or nation we belong to, we are humans first, and it is our nature to connect with each other. The COVID pandemic is not the only pandemic we are struggling against. The secret pandemic is the void of human connection that we need to fill. We have become so isolated, disconnected, and afraid. And it will take us time to build our confidence again. And the key is to understand that you cannot connect well with other people until you can connect well with yourself. On our next episode, we talk with the king of talk himself, Boy Abunda. Tito Boy reminds us not to be afraid of uncertainty, of being unsure, of not having an answer. Don't be afraid to be provoked, to fail. It's in the not knowing that we get to the place of knowing. Tito Boy shows us the magic in the uncertain, in the mistakes, in the wrong words or questions. A powerful episode on who we are when no one is watching, Tito Boy rallies us on to remain a student of life so we can be open to learning from it. This brings us to stylist and founder of Curator Studio and Vestido Manila, Pam Quinones, who prompts you to discover yourself through your personal style. In our conversation, the flurry of the fashion world becomes a metaphor for the personal growth adventure. Finding your style is like finding yourself, understanding who you are and who you show up as to the world. Pam tells us to make your closet and your life your own VIP club, becoming very choosy about who or what you let in. In the space of well-being, we call that drawing boundaries. Pam's motto is to curate and declutter, taking responsibility for our planet and our life at the same time. As Robert Swan said, the greatest threat to our planet is the belief that someone else will save it. To save our world is to save ourselves. So I come back to you on episode 16 with a meditation to boost self-love and build confidence. This is an episode you can come back to anytime you need a pick-me-up when you feel low and not so good about yourself. This is a meditation you can also play every night before you sleep. Doing it 21 days straight will make self-love a habit, and you see a difference in how you feel about yourself. And how you feel about you keeps getting better when you go on a healing journey like our guest, digital content curator and traveler by heart, Andy Javalosa. She enlightens us on the fact that we are creating everything, every step of the way, whether we are conscious of it or not. But when we do become more self-aware, we can start to create more consciously and intentionally to bring forth the experiences we want instead of what we don't want. All of life is creation. We can be the driver or the passenger in the car of life. But driving your life is not as easy as 1, 2, 3. You gotta get some lessons and pass a few tests before you have the license to drive.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
CNN News anchor Rhea Trillo discovered the spiritual laws of the universe in the practice of Kabbalah, through which her spirituality blossomed. By understanding the wisdom of Kabbalah, Rhea Trillo found herself traveling the path to her best life with a newfound sense of meaning and purpose. In episodes 18 and 19, we stay with Rhea to see what a life anchored in spiritual wisdom looks like. By learning the rules of the game of life, we get our best shot at actually winning and owning it. And the moment we wake up to our best life, we start to show up for ourselves and others. Artist and events entrepreneur Stephen Koo of the Palace Fame uses his episode on awakening to impress upon us the benefit of seeing our difficulties as blessings. In his song, Kapit Lang, he tells us, hold on, because it does get better. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. And he challenges us to live our day-to-day life as if we have limited time, because what we do with that time is the legacy we leave behind. While life is short, over time we may find ourselves in a state of burnout, because movement does not equal progress. Professional stylist Rex Atienza had to turn off all the noise to hear the calling of his heart and find his bliss. Achieving balance in his life became the goal after pushing himself to the brink of exhaustion threatened his mental health. Rex learned to be still and become grounded like the roots of the tree. In episode 22 with health coach and hypnotherapist Saps Uttam, we go deep into our roots to understand the inner child. As an inner child therapist, Saps empowers her clients to heal their past so that everything can finally fall into place. As a child, we might have been never seen or never heard, and therein lies the problem. And since what we don't heal keeps resurfacing, we must revisit those experiences to let the emotions out, without judgment, because we are all just human. Which brings us to the Parenting in the New Age episode with mompreneurs and momfluencers Kat Matarazzo and Bianca Santiago Reynoso. We talk parenting during the pandemic, unpacking the challenges, while highlighting the lessons and personal growth that came with it. We've learned that we are stronger than we think and our children are resilient, but we also recognize some of the challenges that still lie ahead. In this time of co-parenting, we are better than ever. Perhaps we don't have a village to raise our children, but we have each other. And that wraps up season 3 with my very last episode on being positive and using the technique of reframing to see every situation for the gem it really is. As Dr. Wayne Dyer said, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so taking your power back means shifting your mindset towards taking full responsibility and accountability for everything that happens in your universe. We tell ourselves stories about each experience we have, which shape our behavior or our response to that situation. But we can always change the narrative. We can learn to appreciate the positive in every situation. And that, my friends, is the Project Loving Myself journey for you. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship you have with yourself. You matter. You are loved. Thank you for visiting Season 3 with me in the Season Recap. I'll see you on Monday, March 7th for a brand new season. So mark your calendars and catch a new episode with me every Monday. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. This is Sanaya Gurnamal signing off.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.